1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Hendry Show. Hope you can join me at Yankee Doodles. It's coming Saturday from noon to 2, 21870 Victory Boulevard. Yankee Doodles is in Woodland Hills. And we also have made about 120 Gs through the sale of our Best of the Phil Hendry Show vinyl and CDs. And that's what we'll be doing at Yankee Doodles, by the way, selling our Best of the Phil Hendry Show Year 2000 CD and vinyl. $120,000. If you'd like to order our CD or our picture disc vinyl, you can do it. 877-616-PHIL, 877-616-7445. Or you can come out on Saturday and see us. And we'll be there. On our newsmaker line is a, I believe this gentleman is a heating and plumbing business owner in Alhambra, but the bigger picture is a menacing charge was filed against him in Alhambra on Saturday. He was charged by police with menacing a fellow shopper at a supermarket by using his vehicle to pin this man against his own car. My understanding is that there wasn't any injury, but we have him on the line right now. And this goes to the heart of some criticism that people have over express checkout lines. And just exactly, are we going too far in asking people to only have 11 items or less or 12 items or less? On the line with us is Mr. Lloyd Bonafide from, that is obviously not the line. Is that the line? I don't know what line he's on, Mike, so help me out. Okay, line two. Mr. Bonafide, you there?
Yes, sir, right here.
Okay. Sir, you were arrested by police for menacing this gentleman, Ralph Hildegard. Do you know him?
I did not know the man, no, sir.
Do you admit to doing this?
Let me tell you my reasons before I talk to you about what I did or did not do, because I've been advised by my attorney not to speak specifically about the matters here.
So you can't comment on whether you did this or not?
I can comment on the fact that there's a law on the books in the state of California defrauding an innkeeper and torturous business.
No, but you can't comment on whether you actually pinned a guy with your own car against his car?
It was not against his car. It was against a parking stanchion, a cement parking stanchion. And I simply used my car to keep the man in one place. I wanted to talk to him.
All right, what did this have to do with? He had too many items in his cart checking out at the supermarket there? Hello?
Yes. There is a law on the books in the state of California defrauding an innkeeper. When a sign is posted that reads 10 items or less and a customer enters that line with more than 10 items, he is defrauding that innkeeper and is using torturous business practice on everyone behind him in line. Now, this man, Hildegard, entered the line with 11 items. I counted them. I also photographed the basket because police had asked me what the nature of my complaint was. I showed the police a Polaroid that I'd taken.
So you'd actually photographed this man's basket?
Well, Mr. Hendry, the police were arresting me and charging me with a crime. And I wanted to make sure that I had the evidence on my side of what I was talking about. Now,
all right, so you photographed the basket. He had 11 items. Do you know what was in the basket?
Yes, I do. He had two cartons of eggs. He had...
two cartons of eggs, all right.
He had one carton of soy milk. It was rice soy milk.
He had... That's three.
Yes, he had a bag of onions.
Four.
An Easter card.
An Easter card. I guess that's technically five, isn't it?
Yes, sir. That's what I was told by the manager. A Road and Track magazine.
Six.
How many is that?
That's six.
He had a box of Snackwell cookies.
Seven.
That's seven. A package of ground turkey patties.
That's eight.
And that's what, eight?
That's eight.
He had a book of, a brick, of Tillamook cheese.
That's nine.
And a six-pack of the Squirt soft drink.
Ten.
And a Duraflame log.
That's 11. And you say it was 10 items or less?
Yes. The employee for the card is, the envelope for the card is not an extra item, I'm told, or he would have had 12. I'm told that the envelope for the card is not an extra item, or he would have had 12.
Yes, sir. Okay. So he had 11 items in his cart, and you got upset with him.
Mr. Henry, I served my country in Korea. And when someone gets into line with 11 items, when it clearly states 10, you might as well spit into the face of every veteran. You might as well...
I can tell that you were angry, and I know you were angry enough whereby this man says that you grabbed him by the shirt when you pinned him against this. How did you do this?
I moved my car into such a position so he could not leave until I spoke with him.
Now, you don't call that menacing somebody?
I don't know. I know what he did was torturous business practice and defrauding an innkeeper by lying and saying he had 10 items when, in point of fact, he had 11 items in the cart.
All right. I'm going to ask you a question here. I'm also going to make a statement. If you can hold on for a minute, Mr. Bonafide. His name is Lloyd Bonafide. He's a retired businessman from Alhambra. He was in a supermarket. Some guy had 11 items in the 10-item line, and he wound up stopping this guy outside the supermarket and threatening him. 1-800-449-8686 is our number, and I understand that you also say, Mr. Bonafide, that you're a Korean War veteran.
Yes, sir. 1950-1952, United States Navy.
All right. People get into line all the time with too many items. Why didn't you just say to the guy, get out of the line, you've got 11 items?
Because that's not my job, sir. My job is to go to the store and buy the food that will help my wife and I live another day. And it is not my job to do the work of grocery stores, which was the supermarket, supermarket.
Right.
To do their job.
Well, you did their job when the guy went outside the store.
Outside the purview of the store, yes, sir. I was placing him under a citizen's detainment because of torturous business practice and because of my years of service in this country. And I will tell you this. I am a veteran, sir, and I don't have to wait behind anyone who can't read a GD sign that says 10 items or less. And I also, sir...
I know you're bent out of shape, okay? The guy had 11 items in a 10-item line. Why didn't you let the store manager handle it then? Why didn't you...
Well, at that particular point, he already had his stuff on the belt. They were already counting it out. And the store manager, some kid about 26, says to me, sir, there's nothing I can do about it now. And I remember saying to him, I'm a Korean War veteran. How dare you say you can't do anything about it now? And I grabbed a handful of his shirt, and I...
Okay, so now you're grabbing a hold of the store manager's shirt. Now you're menacing this man, this Mr. Hildegard, outside the market. You got a lot of problems, don't you?
Mr. Henry, I...
But it sounds to me like you got a lot of problems, don't you?
Mr. Henry, you can say I've got problems, and I don't care. I served my country in Korea, and when someone gets in the line... You're spitting into the face of every Korean War vet and every World War II vet. And
what about Vietnam?
I don't throw in with the Vietnam vet. I have no disrespect for the Vietnam vet. I don't throw in with them.
What do you mean you don't throw in with the Vietnam vet? Why?
I'm not here to talk about...
Why don't you throw in with the Vietnam vet? You've been talking about being a veteran.
I'm not here to be yelled at, and I'm not here to talk about my veteran status.
No, you've been talking about your... Why don't you throw in with a Vietnam vet?
Because they lost. There, you happy?
Because they lost.
You bet. I didn't want to say it, but you pushed me, and you pushed me, and you pushed me. I had an experience I found traumatic. It said 10 items, and he had 11. And he spits into the face of every Korean and World War II veteran.
And you don't want to throw in with Vietnam veterans because they lost.
That's correct. Well, is that wrong all of a sudden now? Not allowed to have a life?
I think you're exhausted. I think,
Well, I'll tell you this. What I say today, I speak on behalf of a lot of people that stood behind some monkey. I can't speak, excuse me.
Hold on. Obviously emotionally distressed. He is a Korean War veteran. He's been arrested by police for menacing a fellow store, a fellow customer, because that person had 11 items in the 10-item express lane. And apparently he used his automobile to keep that, to impede that individual from exiting the store. His name is Lloyd Bonifay. We'll be back to speak with him and take your calls at 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show, talking to a Korean War veteran from Alhambra, Lloyd Bonifay, who was arrested by police on Saturday for menacing a fellow customer of a Fine Grow supermarket, because apparently that person had 11 items in a 10-item line, and you got angry. And I think you've gotten angrier than anybody I've ever heard of about that.
No, sir. I've seen people before.
Hello?
I've seen people before get angry.
All right. I can't hear you, but we're going to go to a phone call. All right, Ed?
Yes, sir.
Whatever you're doing, you need to stand still or something.
Right.
1-800-449-8686. Dina, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
With all due respect, if we want to know why kids are going to school shooting each other, we can look at these adults as examples who are losing their minds in supermarkets over one item. One item.
Could the lady repeat that, Mr. Hendry? I was having a difficult time.
I said, with all due respect, you want to know why kids are going to school shooting each other with examples like you of losing your mind
wait
in a supermarket
second, wait
line.
Wait a second. You know something? I find that insulting from a couple of standpoints. I'm a Korean War veteran.
And with all due respect, you should know better, and you should know how bad violence is.
No monkey gets in line in front of a Korean War veteran with 11 items.
Excuse me, monkey?
That's exactly what I said.
You're a poor example for today's youth. A poor example.
Dina, and it's Dina, correct?
Correct.
Where do you get off lecturing me at all? I'm 68 years old in August. I fought for this country in Korea. And this monkey, yeah, and I said monkey, had too many items in a 10-item, he had 11 items in a 10-item line, and you're probably the kind of person that'll stand still for that kind of behavior, but not me. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm trying to teach my kids patience and tolerance.
As a retired heating and air conditioning business owner, I read the directions on any heating or air conditioning unit I install.
As do I.
I expect everyone to read the directions that keep our society from devolving into chaos.
Do you think because you're a Korean War veteran that gives you the right to mistreat people?
I'll tell you this.
Is that a license to be abusive?
I will say this.
I seriously doubt that.
You don't mess with a veteran because we are trained instinctively to react.
This is one of those times when we can thank Reaganomics for not taking care of our mentally ill in this country.
You know something?
You have a problem, sir.
Ma'am,
you have a problem.
I can snap a neck. I can snap someone's neck because of the training I received.
And that's relevant.
Wait a second.
To what?
What is it?
That means if you get into a Korean War veteran's face, and he may, I could take you and snap your neck.
And that's relevant to what? That gives you a license to be abusive? I don't think so.
No, I'm just saying you got to back off because he mistreated me.
I've had family members fight in every single war in this country, including Vietnam. And I'm extremely grateful for my right to be an American. But because you fight in a war does not give you the right to be abusive to anyone.
But what about the fact that what about the fact that they trained me to snap necks?
What does that have to do with one item in a supermarket?
Yeah, what could you tell us?
Because if I get angry enough, I might do that, even though I don't want to do it. You say you're proud of the Vietnam veterans?
And you need to be incarcerated or locked up, sir.
We're all proud of the Vietnam veterans. The fact that you don't want to throw in with Vietnam vets, as you put it, is really sad.
I got nothing against the Vietnam vet. He just lost one, okay? I'd rather hang around with winners, not losers.
Boy.
Sir, how sad for you. How sad for you.
If you're in front of me in line with more than 10 items, I can pull a big pen from the candy counter and use that as a weapon.
And you want, don't be surprised when you hear about kids going to school and shooting each other.
Exactly.
You're the example.
We're talking about having restraint.
You are the example,
we're talking about having impulse control here, sir. And
don't tell me about impulse control when you've
you
got
have,
a million.
We can't tell you about it because you have none.
And how much impulse control should I have, ma'am, when a million Chinese are coming over a hill at me?
That was 1951 or whatever it was. And by the way, if you were in the Navy, when did a million Chinese come over the hill at you?
I saw the film
footage.
Good one,
footage. Phil. Good one.
Oh, yeah, good one, Phil. Good. God damn both of you. I'd snap both your necks.
And watch the language.
You should be aware, sir, that terrorist threats in this country are a crime.
I will snap
and you'll visit a jail cell much more often
I've
if you continue to behave in this manner.
We had a roll going on, and those Vietnam vets screwed it up by losing one.
I thought we're talking about 11 items. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. 11 items in a checkout line. That
don't raise your voice to me.
I'll tell you what I will do. I'll hang up on you if you keep this up.
Huh?
I'll hang up on you if you keep this up. Ray, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How dare him? I am a Vietnam veteran, sir. And let me tell you something. If you want to talk about losers,
what?
You remember one thing. The Korean War was not won. It was an armistice.
We won
it. So you were a loser also.
We kept the Korean communists
Excuse
from overrunning
me,
the South.
It was an armistice. It was not a win for you.
It was
and
an
how
armistice.
Dare you?
You don't
we
even know what armistice
together,
means.
We put together a memorial for you. The Vietnam
Hey, Ray, you're, Ray, your phone is really muffled. Hey,
a
Ray.
Memorial
Ray.
For you people because you were considered
Would you put this guy...
Net. And
hey, Ray. Ray, do you hear me? Ray.
Yes.
Okay, your phone's really muffled. I'm just wondering, do you have your hand over it, or are you speaking on a speakerphone or whatever?
Well, it's unfortunately, it's one of these Mickey Mouse sort of phones.
Yeah, that's the kind of phone that that's the kind of phone a Vietnam vet would buy, too.
No,
a Time Life phone.
Out, sir.
A Korean War vet buys a good AT&T cordless. And the WW2 boys.
Never mind.
Now I got a good line for you. Now let me just say something to you. If you go to Washington, D.C., there is a Korean War memorial there. The Vietnam veterans put that there for you because you were the forgotten vets. How dare you say that to us?
Well, you should have, too. And as a
no,
matter of fact,
you shouldn't have because you didn't
sweet,
win either.
You took your sweet time
you
putting it up, didn't
win.
You?
Vietnam 1953, there was an armistice. You did not win. That's why you
Vietnam
were the forgotten
war
veteran.
Vietnam was a police
veteran.
Action. That wasn't a war. It was a police action. Are you on
Excuse
one of those?
Me.
Are you,
you
on one of those?
Didn't have anything to do with anything, sir. And for a guy who has 11 items in front of you, I'd snap your neck.
You think you could, huh?
I think I can, and I know I will, but how dare you?
You think you could step by
We went over there. We were asked to go over there. We were told by our country to go over there.
The
and
difference
we
with Vietnam and Korea is when the war ended in Korea, we were winning. When it ended in
you
Vietnam, you guys
anything,
were on your
sir.
Heels.
You and, won nothing.
And you think a
Those
guy...
Those were the two losing wars of this country.
I can tell you this right now. No guy on a football phone is going to snap my neck.
Oh,
football
yes,
phone.
I'll come out to California if that's where you're at. I got a sister out
sir,
there. She can put
sir,
me up.
I don't believe you have the training to snap my neck.
They trained us that way for Vietnam. I was
what?
A ground forward observer.
You're
I was in the 5th Battalion, 2nd Artillery, AWSP. You know what that means, sir?
Was that Army?
That was the Army, sir. That was automatic weapons.
You're a bunch of dog faces.
Okay.
When you join the Marines, you let me know.
Oh, now, come on.
The Marines are nothing but glorified. They're grunts.
Grunts?
Grunts.
Well,
but don't you ever, ever, ever say that about a Vietnam vet in front of me.
Say what?
We helped you people. We put together an organization.
Well, I'll tell you what. I won't say anything about Vietnam vets if you go out and throw that football phone in your pool.
Okay.
Oh,
thank
that's,
you very
much. Really, that's it.
Yeah.
Mr. Hendry?
Yeah,
I'm
sorry.
I have this man on the phone.
I apologize.
Yes, sir.
You ain't
thank
snapping
you.
My neck. I snap yours.
Okay, thank you. That's great. 1-800, you ain't snapping my neck, I snap your... What is with these guys? Watching too many... they were watching Gandhi. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. I'm talking with Lloyd Bonifay. I know you're a Korean War veteran. He was arrested on Saturday from menacing some guy who had 11 items in the 10-item line at Fine Grove Supermarket. And you would rather go to jail, and you call that standing up for a principle, than just let the guy have his 11 items.
Let me tell you something, Mr. Henry. It was in 1951, and it was at Chosin Reservoir. And we were evacuating the United States Marines, and it was at 1100 hours. And every time I see...
It was at 1100 hours you were evacuating the Marines at a reservoir in Korea?
Chosin Reservoir, yes, sir.
Do you need something to drink?
No, I don't need anything to drink. Every time I see the number 11, I want to snap somebody's neck in half.
Why? Because you evacuated Marines at 1100?
Yeah, and I never liked Marines.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Lewis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, yeah.
I'd like to say something to your the guy you're interviewing.
Go ahead.
And that is, I really think you should turn the radio off. He is obviously very upset. He's getting strung out even more. If you're not careful, he's going to have a heart attack or something. Take some deep breaths, turn the radio off, and try to get your mind off of this.
What?
Yes, you did a wonderful service for your country.
Damn right.
And apparently it's left you with a lot of problems.
At 1100 hours, September
1951. Yeah, it apparently left you with a lot of problems.
At Chosin Reservoir. We evacuated.
I know all
US
about
Marines.
Chosin Reservoir.
All right.
That doesn't give you an excuse to go nuts.
Let me tell you what happens when a monkey gets in line with 11. Oh, even the number 11 drives me nuts.
Well, if you've read anything about the DNA studies in the last decade, you know we all came from the same DNA. So they couldn't possibly be monkeys. In fact, it's pretty obvious we came from
something other than
a monkey.
I'll tell you something right now, my friend. You didn't come from the same DNA as me. Just remember what 10 items or less means.
All right, well, he hung up. 1-800-449-8686. Ed, you're on the Phil Henry Show, Ed.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ed.
First off, I want to tell him that as a veteran, how dare you ask for preferential treatment? It's not like you're walking around with a veteran tag on your forehead.
Huh?
We don't know. The guy behind you could have been, or the guy in front of you could have been a veteran as well. But...
Huh? What'd you say?
Ed, are you there? Well, I guess we lost old Ed, too. Let's go to Randall on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Well, I, you know, I'm only 25, and I don't know, I'm not a Vietnam War veteran, anything like that, but what does that have anything to do with the guy having 11 items?
Because a Vietnam veteran, I'm a Korean veteran, I'm not a Vietnam veteran.
Oh, whatever, go ahead.
Okay, Randall, apparently you need to listen a little bit more, all right? Thanks. Here is Dan on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Dan, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
I'm a police officer. I've been a police officer for 5 years.
You know, can I just say something, Mr. Henry? You got some of the dumbest sons of bitches calling your show.
Hold on for a minute. Go ahead, Dan.
I've been a police officer for 5 years. I'm also a Navy veteran from Desert Storm. And one thing I've learned in police work is that there's not a person out there that has never done anything wrong in their life.
Hold on for a minute. What's the matter?
My wife's got Channel 11 on. Get it off! Get it off!
She's got Channel 11 on. You know what? This guy is goofy. Angela, you there?
Here.
Hold on. Go ahead.
My father's a Korean vet, 70 years old.
Yeah, Channel 11, man.
Right.
And he has grandchildren who we would never talk to about like this guy's talking. I hope this guy doesn't have any kids that he's talking to about the way he's acting.
Huh?
Oh, get out of here.
Channel He's got the Channel 11 news on. What do you want me to do with that?
Talk okay. to anybody the way you talk to people. You're 70 and was a Korean War veteran, too.
I was a Korean War veteran.
But so was my dad, and he's 70, and he would never treat people the way you treat them.
Could he snap a neck? You bet he can.
Seven kids, and 12 grandchildren. Never treat people the way you do.
What's that got to do with being able to snap a neck?
It doesn't matter whether you can snap a neck. It's how you treat people.
That's exactly right, Lloyd.
Hold on for a minute. I won't be lectured to.
You are being lectured to because you need to know that people don't put up with it. And
let
when
me
you
ask
say
you
you're going to run into somebody who's going to give you what you deserve.
Wait a second. What am I supposed to do with my wife who's watching the Channel 11 news?
What's wrong with your reception now? You having a problem?
She knows how I feel about the number 11.
So Hello? What do you do, beating her with a phone?
No, I'm not beating her with a phone, but why does she have the Channel 11 news on right after she knows a guy had 11 items in line, and at 1,100 hours, we dropped out the...
Okay, you got an 11 problem.
Well, what am I supposed to do about it?
Get help!
What?
Get some help!
Help for what?
For your 11
Look,
problem.
I don't need any help. They better pack a... Listen, young lady, go listen to your Britney Spears and leave me alone. Just
hey,
leave
I'm
me alone.
I'm 4 years old. I don't listen to Britney Spears.
You what? Yeah?
Oh, shut up.
Huh?
You're an idiot.
I don't understand.
You're an idiot. An idiot.
Huh?
Now he's acting dumb.
What?
Okay.
By the way, your old man was a cook in the war.
Okay. We're all done with him. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Speaking of Korea, this is about a week old, but I found this interesting. A South Korean bar and a pool hall that display Nazi symbols have drawn protests from a prominent Jewish human rights group. Now, this is in South Korea, where they have a place called the Hitler Techno Bar and Cocktail Show. Now, to us, that sounds bizarre. It sounds funny, too. It sounds like you would never name a bar that because it would be burned to the ground, like within, oh, give it. If I ever opened a bar with the name Hitler, with the name Hitler's Techno Bar and Cocktail Show, I'd be disappointed if it wasn't burned down. I'd be like, Jesus, the bar's still standing? Still here, Ed. Well, maybe we ought to throw rocks through it ourselves. That's what I think I'm going to do. I'm going to vandalize my own bar. So and then they have a Gestapo pool hall in a Seoul suburb, southeast of Seoul. It's called Taegu, with similar decor, a Gestapo pool hall and a Hitler techno bar and cocktail show. Now, the reason for this is because, as the Korean government admits and Korean cultural sources admit, the Korean people are just flat uneducated when it comes to the Holocaust, to the Third Reich, to any aspect of that part of world history. And, of course, what Craig and I were discussing before the show, if you really wanted to collect insurance money on your bar, just name it the Hitler Techno Gestapo Pool Hall. And I'm telling you right now, some of that, and it might be Jewish lightning this time. Jeez, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm losing money. I know. I'll call it the Hitler Techno Bar. But that's like that Mel Brooks thing, you know, Springtime for Hitler, the producers. He named a play Springtime for Hitler because he wanted it to bomb so bad he'd collect the insurance on it, and in turn, instead it turns into a hit. All right, so anyway, well, would you put that in there for me then? So anyway, the Korean government and the Korean cultural sources say, well, this is, you know, you got to understand, our people are really not that savvy. The government will explain the sensitivity of the issue to the establishment owners, according to a foreign ministry spokesman. I think it has nothing to do with any ideological leanings. It's just that they're using the Nazi theme merely as an attention grabber. Local media has carried articles lamenting the lack of understanding by South Koreans of Nazi atrocities during World War II to try to educate the people. One thing the Korean people do know about, though, are the Japanese. So we were thinking, why don't you just call the bar Rising Sun Tojo Turn Your Mama into Geisha Girl Bar? How about that? Is that good? No, yeah, not a message getting through. Your mama is a geisha for the Japanese soldier bar and pool hall. There you go. Now you know. The Manchuria Korean Invasion Latte and Crappuccino Bar. The Harry Carey, We Take No Prisoners, Baton Death March, Imperial Warlord, Banzai Fun Zone. Get it? There you go. Now you know. Jesus, that's all you got to say. You know, well, we are educating him to the sensitivity of the situation. Just call it the Banzai Bar. Call it the Here Come the Japanese, Hide Your Women, Hide Your Daughters, Hide Your Mama's Bar. Okay. Also, on the notes that I made, the word over, I wrote at the bottom. And the reason why I wrote over at the bottom is because Melissa said to me, you better write over at the bottom of that page. And I said, why, Melissa? Because you won't turn the page over and realize there's other notes on there. And why is there an arrow? Because that just further reinforces what over means. It means turn over. That's why you put the arrow there. And also the reason why, Phil, we want you to put over and an arrow there is so that halfway through the show, you don't start screaming at us, I didn't know there was stuff on the other side of the page. Why did you tell me to write over with an arrow? That way we have total and complete insurance against your tirades, you ass. You know, the whole thing about that is taking how many of us, especially guys my age and women, you know, our generation, baby boomer generation, our parents were either fighting in the war or were, you know, Rosie the Riveter and had some, you know, they had some wartime job. And a lot of us discovered in our father's den or in our father's personal effects, Japanese and Nazi souvenirs that they brought back from the front. My father had a Luftwaffe. An eagle with a swastika insignia that the German Air Force wore. And this is something that he had taken off a uniform. So he had that hiding out. Another friend of mine had his dad. This is the most bizarre thing, but this was a funny thing. And this kind of goes to show what the Americans, when they were in Tokyo after the end of the war and there was an American occupational force there, they were finding crap like this and bringing it home in much the same way that Americans after the Vietnam War were bringing all that cheap stereo equipment home. Because if I knew one guy, I knew 50 guys that had been in Vietnam, and when that war ended or when they were shipped home, they brought back speakers and tuners and turntables and 8-track, the cheapest, best stuff that they could find in the Far East that was going like for fraction the money that you'd buy it at in the United States. Half the freaking stereo equipment that I listened to during my high school years and my early 20s was crap that came back from Vietnam, or, you know, like from the Philippines or Hong Kong or stuff they got in South Vietnam. It was dirt cheap. This guy had a flag. This is now going back to World War II. This guy had a flag that a little Japanese boy had run out of a house and waved it at him and then ran back into the house, and he chased the kid into the house. I said, why'd you do that? He says, I didn't want to hurt the kid. I wanted this flag. I said, why? He says, because it had a picture of Roosevelt with fangs and talons, like he was the Fu Manchu. And it was Franklin Roosevelt looking like this evil, taloned, fanged vampire. I said, Jesus, isn't that a little... He said, it wouldn't offend me. He said, I wanted to sell the freaking thing. You kidding me? It was fantastic. You know how much that thing was worth? I think the guy sold it for like 10 G's to collectors. So it's got nothing to do with us being offended by that crap. It's, you know, we took it and sold it, or at least those guys did. Nazi and Japanese souvenirs, good. Showing them off in a bar, though, bad. So get the stuff... And then do whatever the hell you want to do with it. I don't know. Get this stuff, sell it, just don't hang it up in your bar or in your basement.
Hi, I just want to say that, you know, Taco Bell should have this guy arrested.
2553.
Should have you arrested because You're going to be beating up their customers.
I did not say I'm beating up any customers, ma'am. We are using Citizens Auxiliary Police Smackdown de-escalation.
Okay, this is not World War II. You're not Adolf Hitler.
No, I know. I am not Adolf Hitler. I live in America. What we're trying to do is avoid bringing back the Japanese-American internment
There's
camp.
There's not going to be a Japanese-American war over a free taco at Taco Bell. If people want to go get their free taco, let them get their
ma'am,
free taco.
Ma'am, I am not saying...
Are you... You're not, he's not indicating that...
Ma'am, let me, Phil, if I could. I'm not saying there's going to be a war with Japan. What I am saying is there may be a necessity for a mid-level internment camp if people are making a run on the taco.
Okay. I just think
what,
that
what
Taco
about,
Bell...
What about that I'm saying you don't understand?
You want to put
no,
people
I
in camps.
No, I get it. I just think that if... You know, Taco Bell wants to do this as a promotion, and you're going to be harassing their customers because they don't have over $20, that you should be taken off of their property.
Well, why should you be on that property, making a run, mooching a taco, freeloading a taco, when it causes public safety? So, well, you got crowds of people trying to get down any given street in America, and you've got literally thousands of people making a run on the taco. What we don't want is a taco camp situation, what you want to call an internment camp or a taco camp. We don't want to do that, Morgan, and I don't want to have you put into a police vehicle and then assigned to some kind of a taco camp because you have not seen the safety situation.
Yeah, and if it's a problem and it's private property, then I'm sure Taco Bell will call the police.
Taco Bell will call the police, but Citizens Auxiliary Police would like to be there to assist police because right now, again, we're trying to avoid the taco camp.
You're trying to avoid the taco camp. I just think it's ridiculous.
So are you telling me you want to go into a taco camp? I don't understand.
Go into a taco camp? No, I'm just saying that, you know, it's like private property. If the cops, you know, want to come because there's a riot or something.
How many
people
are you able to get in? Yeah.
You're a freak, man.
You know, cool. I mean.
Look, we could get 30 to 40 people into the basement of my home. All right, Morgan?
Yeah.
Well, what is it about this that you are...
What do you mean the basement of your home?
That would be the temporary taco camp's area. Because
see, you guys aren't even real cops, and so you're interning people or you're holding people in your homes, man. And I don't know that that's legal.
Citizens' arrest powers, the Constitution of the United States allows me to do that.
What?
That's correct, Morgan.
Holding people in your home? What?
In the basement.
Okay.
Morgan?
Yeah.
Stay with me on this because it's important.
I think you're confusing everybody.
I'd like both of you to stay with me on this. If you insist on pushing by Citizens Auxiliary Police officers who are duly uniformed in pith helmets with Bermuda shorts and the blue armband, and you buy a taco, we can put you into a form of taco restraint. All right?
Okay.
I don't think that's anything you want.
To put people in Taco Bell restraint?
Yes, ma'am.
What?
All right, I'm a little...
My sons have bunk beds. I can line them up against the wall for a camp-like feel.
Okay, you can put people in Taco Bell restraint for going
we'll
to get...
We'll put people in the taco camp. Yes, ma'am.
Phil Hendry.